We're talking with Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. He's also, as we just mentioned, from Louisiana, which has been at ground zero, especially since the Deepwater Horizon disaster, of a growing debate over domestic energy. And in the recent debate over payroll taxes and funding the government through the rest of this fiscal year, House Republicans made sure that there was language in the bill forcing the president within 60 days to make a decision, yay or nay, on this Keystone Pipeline, which supporters say could create tens of thousands of jobs. Opponents are worried about the environmental impact. The president wants to study it longer. Where does that stand right now, sir?
Well, and just so people know, right now our country needs more blue-collar jobs. And blue-collar workers are traditionally employed in construction, manufacturing, and mining, like oil and gas development. And so the Keystone XL pipeline, although in Canada, will definitely employ Americans to help develop the resources, definitely employing Americans to make the steel that goes into the pipeline, and employing Americans to construct the pipeline to bring it to petrochemical plants where the oil and gas can be manufactured into value-added products. It is a great jobs program that doesn't cost a dime of government subsidy. The president has wanted to have it both ways, appeal to his environmentalist base, who would rather send it to China than keep it here in the United States, and also keep his blue-collar union workers on board. So he has tried to kick the decision till past the next election. Republicans are trying to force that he make that decision now. By the way, the State Department had already come to the point where they felt like it was okay to do it from both an environmental, economic, and national security perspective. The president, in an attempt to appease his environmentalists, again, has chosen not to take that advice but delay the decision, ideally within 60 days. As a result of the latest kind of budget agreement, the president will be forced to make a decision, yay or nay.
Congressman, if there weren't an election hanging over us 10 months away, which way do you think he'd go on this?
Oh, if there weren't an election, I would like to think that he would go in the favor of creating jobs for blue-collar Americans. I don't know that for sure, but since the oil and gas is going to be developed, either here or in China, ideally he would go on the side of American workers and have it done here. But with this president, I don't know that for sure.
You mentioned the 60 days in this legislation requesting and pretty much demanding a decision from the president. What's the timeline in terms of the Canadian perspective? As you mentioned, if it doesn't go to us, it's going to be sent to China. When do they need an answer by?
They have already indicated that if we don't get off the mark quickly, they will begin building the pipeline to China, to their Pacific coast, to send it to China. The irony is, Greg, that people who oppose it don't want the development because they fear the carbon footprint of the oil. And I ask, what do you think is going to be a bigger carbon footprint? A pipeline to the Gulf Coast, where it is developed domestically and used most likely domestically, or a pipeline to the Pacific, where it is then shipped across the ocean to a country with more lax environmental standards than ours, and then shipped to the rest of the world? It's pretty clear that the footprint is less with American development, but for some reason the environmentalists don't care about that.
You mentioned the jobs, obviously, that would be created with the construction of the pipeline. What about once it would be up and running, the maintenance, production, and that sort of thing? What kind of jobs are we talking about there?
Well, if you talk about bringing those pipelines to the Gulf Coast, which is where they're speaking of doing so, you're going to create jobs both in construction to expand the petrochemical plants to handle a million barrels a day, but then you're also going to be employing people who will be working in those petrochemical plants with good jobs and good benefits, which traditionally have had excellent medical benefits, disability benefits, et cetera. So these are not just low-paying service jobs. These are the kind of jobs where a person can support his or her family.
And last question before we let you go, sir, in terms of the Gulf Coast, we've talked about that obviously a lot since the BP disaster. What's the status of jobs returning there in the energy field?
They are beginning to again develop outer continental shelf drilling. There's about 3,000 well-paying jobs associated with each of those rigs being opened. It's still not back to where it was before the spill, but it's better. The saving grace has been hydraulic fracturing, which has brought oil and gas from other parts of the country to the petrochemical plants. So again, for those blue-collar workers, they still have the employment that was threatened by the president's shutdown of the Outer Continental Shelf drilling.
Congressman, major issues here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, also a doctor, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.